Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you some of the best in Jewish music. I think I succeed every once in a while. Oh, well, based upon the feedback, there seems to be some agreement that there's some good stuff being played on the program. I'm pleased for the feedback. Of course, I'm always open to your comments and suggestions and your criticisms, as long as you're kind in your criticisms. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. We're listening to the theme song of Tzeina Tzeina, and we're going to do a Tzeina Tzeina special with Miron, who was the composer of this selection. I have to work on that one. Got to work on a lot of things. How you been? The cold getting to you? That's okay. At least you weren't at some sort of a football game where the roof fell in. Was that? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if there was a crowd there and everybody was sitting there and screaming and yelling, and all of a sudden, boom, the roof goes in? Well, that's got to be pretty scary. Okay, we haven't heard from Bensian Shanker for a while, and this is his classic Mizmor LeDavid, Bensian Shanker.
L'dovid Hashem Roim Lo'efzor Mi Yisrael L'dovid Hashem Roim
Oh,
Benzie and Shanker, those of you who go back to the beginning, you know that Benzie and Shanker and Shlomo Kaulbach and Mordechai Ben David and Avram Fried, that's the big four. They had the greatest influence on me in the early days and still have. Got to play more of them, I know. I admit it. I will get to it. One more of Bensian Shanker. Let's hear Shir Hamalos, great Bensian.
Shir Hamalos Beshov Hashem Beshivas Tzion Hayiru Kehoyin, Ozimalei Zichoy Kedino, Ol Shalei Nori Dino, Oziyimero Agoyim, Higdil Hashem Asosimere, Higdil Hashem Asosimano, Hayiru Simere. As we say, no, Kavi Kim Banegev,
Bensian Shanker. Oh, he is so good. I agree. Actually, I know that I interviewed him also about 15 or 18 years ago, and I played a recording of him when he was, I think, 12 years old. I gotta find that and replay that. Hey, listen, if something was good, it was good. It doesn't matter. They're timeless, aren't they? I got great feedback from you and concerning the interview I did with the Cantor Shmuel Taube. And during the second hour, we'll be playing a few more of his selections. I didn't have a chance to play most of them last week. So sometime during the second hour, you're going to hear a few more selections of Cantor Shmuel Taube. Okay, let's go back about 25 years, 30 years ago, to the Amudei Shesh Boys Choir, and this is Baruch HaGever. Baruch HaGever. ¶¶ Okay, Baruch HaGever. One more from the Amudei Shesh. Let's hear Yibonei.
Bye.
Amude Shesh Boys Choir. Okay, I always like the boys choirs. You know that. What can I tell you? Let's go back to 1984. There was an album of Moshe Yes. You know who Moshe Yes was? He was one half of the Megama or Megama duo, Shalom Levine and Moshe Yes. I haven't really heard much about Moshe Yes lately. I really try to track down some information that I could share with you, but I know he does perform, or he has performed in the past few years, but I just didn't catch anything current. Okay, this is 1984, and we're going to hear a couple of selections. This is Kein Yevorech, Moshe Yes.
Kein Yevorech, Osanu, Kulanu Yachad, Bevracha Shalema, V'nomar Amen. Kein Yevorech, Osanu, Kulanu Yachad, Bevracha Shalema, V'nomar Amen. Kein Yevorech, Osanu, Kulanu yachad, bevracha shleima, no mar amen. Kein yevorech osanu, kulanu yachad, bevracha shleima, no mar amen. Lai lai la lai la la lai, la 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 lai. Lai 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 Bevracha shleima, no mar amen. Kein yevorech osanu, kulanu yachad. Bevracha shleima, no mar amen. Kein yevorech osanu, kulanu yachad. Bevracha shleima, no mar amen. Kein yevorech osanu, kulanu yachad, bevracha shleima, no mar amen. Lai lai la lai, la la lai, la 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 lai. Lai lai la lai, la la lai. Lai lai la lai, la la lai. La 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 la.
Well, if his voice sounds a little familiar, he also was famous for My Zaidi. Yes, you remember the classic My Zaidi. Okay, one more selection of Moshe Yes, and this will be Bowie B'Shalom.
Bowie B'Shalom, Ateres Ba'alo. Gam besimcha uvtzoholo Toch emunei am segulo Bowi chalo, bowi chalo Bowi besholom ateres balo גם בשמחה ובצהלו תוך אמוני עם סגולו בואי חלו, בואי חלו
Moshe, yes. Oh, he was rather different, wasn't he? Saul and Julian. I think we're almost all the same generation. Do they do cha-chas and merengues anymore? I don't know. Well, this'll bring back some memories. I could barely dance. What's the square? There's the square of the cha-cha. I don't know. But Irving Fields. You remember Irving Fields? Well, he does some interesting music. This was one of his second or third albums. It was called Bagels and Bongos. So first we'll hear the Greener Casina, and then we'll hear Papa Rawson. This is Irving Fields. And if you feel like dancing, if you know how to dance to this, I don't think the young people know how to do these dances, do they? No, they just know loud noise. That's all. Loud noise.
Thank you.
that was the Green of Kazina. Let's go to Puppy Rawson, Irving Fields. Vicky, did they have that music in Austria when you were there in school? I don't know. I don't know what kind of music they played in Europe 30, 40 years ago, or was it more? But Saul, I know you enjoyed that. And Julian, yeah, I'm sure you did. I saw you dancing. I saw you dancing there. Okay, Duo Raim, also known as the Tzemed Raim, Benny Rosenbaum and Israel Gattis Diener. Let's hear Shei Bone. This is the duo Raim.
Shei Bone Beit HaMikdash, Shei Bone.
Bimera beyamenu she'ibane, bimera beyamenu she'ibane, she'ibane ha-migdash.
Dura Rayim, pretty good, huh? Let's hear one more. Ur Chadash, Tzemed Rayim.
Or Hadash Al Zion Ta'ir Or Hadash Al Zion Ta'ir Or Hadash Al Zion Ta'ir Benizke Benizke Kulanu Bimehera Le'oro Benizke Benizke Kulanu Bimehera le'oro Or Hadash Al Zion Ta'ir 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 Benizke Benizke kulanu Bimehera le'oro Benizke Benizke kulanu Bimehera le'oro Benizke Benizke kulanu Benizke Benizke kulanu Bimehera Ta'ir or hadash al Zion 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 ta'ir benizke benizke kulanu bimehera le'oro benizke benizke kulanu bimehera le'oro
העיר ונזכה ונזכה כולנו במהרה לאורו ונזכה ונזכה כולנו במהרה לאורו אור חדש, אור חדש על ציון העיר אור חדש, אור חדש, אור חדש
Duo Rayim. Well, I know some of you are watching the Giant game right now, and looks like they're doing quite well. Big touchdown they just scored. Well, they were favored anyway. It's not a surprise, is it? Well, thinking about the Giants, interesting this morning. I got up at 5 o'clock to go to New Jersey. I have a brother a year older. He's 75 years old. Now, I would say that he's mentally retarded, but I understand that we don't use the term retarded anymore. And he is developmentally impaired, I guess, or cognitively impaired. They've changed it. And in any event, he was born normal, and somewhere along the age of two or three, something happened. And a handsome, beautiful young boy, and spent the last 70 years or so institutionalized. This morning, there was we had an operation. He had glaucoma and cataracts, and the doctor walked in, and he was wearing a Giants surgeon's hat. So we sort of knew that he was okay, and we knew that the Giants would do okay. And by the way, the operation was quite successful. And my dear brother Robert, thank God he's okay. Someday we'll tell you about him. But the brother I always searched for, my dear brother Robert. And my kid sister from Houston came in, and my other sister, my sister Sylvia, and then my sister Wilma and I, we spent quite a few hours there with him this morning. As I said, thank God it was quite successful. Okay, let's go back 1960. Now, you know, when you say 1960, it sounds like it was recently, but it was 50 years ago. And, you know, 50 years ago, the music was very, very different. Than each 10, 15 years, there was a change in the music. Of course, today, I call it the dumbing down of Jewish music to a great extent. But somehow or other, in the 50s and the 60s and in the 70s, and you know, the songs that I favor that I play, and the songs tonight that were from the 80s, they still had a certain sound to it that I enjoyed, and I hope you enjoy it also. But let's go back to 1960 approximately, and the Velvel Pasternak Chorus. Now, Velvel was just a young man at the time, I think in his mid-20s, early 20s? Oh, can he be? Oh, yeah, he was in his mid-20s. He's somewhere around my age, I guess, 70-something. And I'm going to play two selections from the Velvel Pasternak Chorus, and again, those of you who've heard my program over the past 30 years or so, you'll recognize MS and then Ela Chamda. Velvel Pasternak Choir and Chorus.
MS, 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 Yeah.
Velvet Pasternak Choir, one more selection coming up. And Laurie, I hope that you're listening. Laurie Hirsch, down in Florida, a new listener. And there's some new listeners here and there. I know you've been telling your friends about the program. I remember, look, you're in your office right now, right? Because 80% of you are listening to this on the archive. So pick up the phone and call a couple of friends, or you can email while you're listening and just say, hey, go to www, you know what it is, charlieburnhout.com, and listen to some good music. You got to spread the word. Share the happiness. That's what I'm doing, and you should do that also. Yeah, go ahead. You can do that. Laurie, I hope you're enjoying the program, and this is one more selection of the Velvel Pasternak Chorus from circa 1960. 50 years ago. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I like their sound. Yeah. Okay. A couple of brief quotes that I'd like to share with you. First of all, this is I save letters and articles. This is from a letter in the Wall Street Journal on October 21st, 1990 by a Mark Golub. I think he was from Connecticut. And here's a quote from his letter. Is there anything Israel could ever do to appease the Arab world? Israel is the enemy of the Arab world by virtue of its existence, not its policies. Wow, that says it all, right? It's not what Israel does. It's what Israel is. It's their very being. And I have to hand it to Mort Klein just this week in an article entitled It's Still About Jew Hatred. The last paragraph, without doubt, Palestinians want Jews out of the West Bank, want Israel to hand over land, and want a state. It's just that they don't want these things for the purpose of living in peace alongside Israel. They want these for the purpose of destroying the Jewish state. Wow. They want these things for the purpose of destroying the Jewish state. Well, they say it over and over again. They tell us it. They put it in their books. They teach it. They pray it. They preach it. And we say, no, they really don't mean it. Oh, we have to live in peace with these people. No, they really don't mean that they want to destroy. Did you ever see a map that they have, by the way, that ever shows Israel, a Jewish state? It's all Palestine. This was an article in the Jewish Press about 15 years ago by Emmanuel Winston. How can anyone hypothesize that a democratic Arab state can be established where none exists presently anywhere in the entire Arab world? Does that make sense? What are there, 15, 18, 20 Arab countries? Every one of them a dictatorship. Not one single democracy. Oh, maybe someone could argue trappings of democracy. Where? They're all dictatorships, to say the least. Oh, but Palestine will be a democratic state, right? God forbid. But the quote that I like that clearly states, this is from 1977, by Zahir Mussain of the PLO Executive Committee. And this is worth writing down, by the way. The Palestinian people does not exist. Okay, that's where he starts out. The creation of a Palestinian state is only a means for continuing our struggle against the state of Israel for Arab unity. In reality today, there is no difference between Jordanians, Palestinians, Syrians, and Lebanese. Only for tactical reasons do we speak today about the existence of a Palestinian people, since Arab national interests demand that we posit the existence of a distinct Palestinian people to oppose Zionism. For tactical reasons, Jordan, which is a sovereign state with defined borders, cannot raise claims to Haifa and Jaffa, while as a Palestinian, I can undoubtedly demand Haifa, Jaffa, Beersheba, and Jerusalem. However, the moment we reclaim our right to all of Palestine, we will not wait even a minute to unite Palestine with Jordan. 1977, was that 33 years ago? Okay, there it is. There it is. They want to live in peace. They want Israel to live in pieces. And don't forget that. And you're going to give away land for a scrap of paper signed by whom? Who are you going to trust to sign that piece of paper? Anyone? Anyone out there? Any suggestions? Okay, I think we have time for one more selection for the first hour. Let's go to 1982. What is that? 28 years ago, to the Oriental Song Festival. And this is Kesem HaMizrach. We haven't played from the Oriental Song Festivals for, or even Sephardic music. God, need more time. Oh, well, here we go.
ובגדים לה לתפארת עם כתם של זהב